You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. My name is Jack Critchley, but that doesn't really matter because the man you're all tuning in for is Andy Holding, who joins me on the line. Andy, how are you?
Pretty good, mate. Yourself?
Yeah, not too bad, thank you. Not too bad. We're going to have a quick look at Cork today, aren't we? But there's it's not been pleasant weather over there.
No, we've got it pretty bad over here, and we obviously ask it well documented on the front page of the Racing Post today. They've had 20 millimetres and it's still raining in the area, so the Royal Meeting's obviously going to have a significant going change. And the same has happened over in Cork today in Ireland. It was good yielding in places overnight, but it's now yielding to soft after quite a bit of rain, and I think there's some more forecasts. So there's going to be quite a few non-runners today, and obviously the balance of power is very much shifted to those that want to get their toe in this afternoon.
Absolutely. Do consider that when placing your bets, and we'll try and tip you up some winners as well. We get underway at 2:20, and this is a small field. Seven runners were declared. It's over the 5 furlong. It's a sprint. Who do you fancy here?
Yeah, well, we're in the dark to a certain degree whether these horses are going to require a soft surface, because none of them have raced on anything worse than good, to my reckoning. So I won't want to be sort of steaming into anything here, but the one with the best form anyway, we'll deal with that horse first, is the Mickey Half-trained Arabian Verse, who made an encouraging debut here back on the 20th of May, staying on very eye-catchingly late on, in keeping with how a lot of Mickey Halford's two-year-olds often perform first time out. You can always upgrade them, very similar to Brian Meehan over in this country. If they do win, they've obviously got to be very smart, but even if they finish in the first three, that can be considered as a huge bonus. And, you know, literally with a few more strides, she would have won. And obviously that was on a good to firm surface. She's by Exceeding Excel, and most of the progeny do want it, you know, not too soft. So your guess is as good as mine, to be honest, whether she handled the conditions. If she does, I think she's the most likely winner. I wouldn't be a massive fan of Sevenfold, having seen her first time out. She's a filly by Paris Sai going well, but she looks very small and diminutive, and albeit she stayed and belatedly late on it and have a nice time out, I'm not too convinced with her. So without having too many live opponents going on to greater things, I'd be hopeful that if she handles the conditions, Arabian Verse will be good enough.
OK, Arabian Verse, the tentative selection from Andy in the first race from Cork. Half an hour later, we move on to the 2:50 from the Irish track. And again, a short one this over the sprint. 5 furlongs, just the 5 runners now. We've had a couple of non-runners here, which is a shame. But a very small field to pick from here, Andy.
Yeah, just the 5 now. Might even diminish even further if the rain continues. But the one I quite like under today's conditions is Petticoat Government from the informed Willie McCreary Stable. He's done really well this year, Willie, and particularly with the horses of a female persuasion. And even though this horse is yet to race over 5 furlongs, trying the minimum trip for the first time, it's because the conditions are on the soft side that I really fancy her this afternoon. What she does do is stay very well, as she displayed 2 starts ago at Nace when she came through powerfully in the latter stages to win going away from a field that contained the subsequent winner, Flower Hill Nova. The time figure was pretty good as well. And even though she got finished only fourth last time at Garran, her actually time figure increased even greater on that occasion. That was a strongly run affair at Garran the other day behind Reckless Endeavour and quite a few informed horses, such as the second Mizar, a horse that I napped. So I think her last 2 runs certainly come under the closest inspection, albeit Jenny Child and Baron's Ladder, winners over 5 furlongs. I'd expect the stamina on the rain-softened ground of Petticoat Government to prove strongest in the latter stages.
OK, Petticoat Government, the selection in the 2:50 from Cork. We move on to the Midsummer Sprint Stakes. This is a listed race at 3:20. We've got 6 runners in this one. We started with 7, but we've had a non-runner. Who do you see as the victor in this one?
Well, a bit of the conditions are on the soft side. I'd probably have to favour Spirit Quartz, albeit he's a very infrequent winner nowadays, and you've got to go back 3 years to his last victory, so it is a very dangerous exercise to take, even when 11-10 about him. But his main opponent, Ard Humi, I've watched enough of him to think that he would probably find today's conditions all against him. He's a real fast-ground, quick-actioned horse. And I'm not sure whether he's up for a slog through the softest ground here this afternoon. Whereas Spirit Quartz, as we still saw in the Palace House today, it's at Newmarket, he's still capable of running to a very, very high level when the ground's on the easy side. Fourth behind Profitable, who's one of the favourites to win the King's Stand this week. And, of course, went on to win the Temple Stakes at Haydock next time out. That is definitely the pick of the form this year, without shadow of a doubt. And I think if he's capable of running to that level, I'm sure he will do under today's conditions, he might just get the better of Gerline's improved four-year-old. So, despite him being probably not the greatest 11-10 chance you'll see because of his win-to-run ratio, he should, under today's conditions, get the better of this lot.
Highest-rated horse in the field, then, the selection in the 3.20. We move on to the Munster Oaks Stakes. This is a Group 3 race. This is a bit of a better field, isn't it? 9 runners here as things stand, Andy. Where do we see this one going?
Yeah, I do like the shape of this race. I'm definitely going to have a punt on one at a big price here. I think Shamreen is a worthy market lead. I mean, she's been on the improve all season long. She started off in a very good Curra maiden when she finished third in a very fast time behind one of Dermot Wells. She bumped into Somehow, of course, went on to win a listed race next time out at Chester. That was at Leopardstown. And then she's finally begun to make up for lost time by winning at Garran and in workmanlike fashion back at the same track next time out. This is very much typical of the way Dermot Well trades. He brings them on steadily through the maidens, through the graduation races and then into listed and group company. So this is very much a step up. She'll handle the ground, no problem. Interested connections, however, have gone for the visor on. They just feel as though perhaps she's just running a bit lazily and there perhaps might be more to come. If that headgear has a galvanising effect. But the one I do like at a big price is Avenanti from the John Ox Stable. Now, she might not necessarily be the class of Shamreem, but the one thing she does do is stay really well, and she's had a very good grounding of running in two strongly run handicaps of late, and I do quite like that angle when they go back into listed company. She finished fifth beyond into Sari at Leopardstown, which was a decent return on the numbers, and then she improved upon that by finishing fourth in a red-hot race at the Curra the last day. That race is already beginning to work out well. We see Alvina, by the way, running the handicap in the next race out of that. And Repeater, who won the race, of course, was a very eye-catching second at Epsom next time out. So I'm very, very keen on that form. Soft ground, not a problem. And, of course, she's won over the course and distance as well, which has got to be a major plus. So John Ox has had a fairly quiet start to the season, other than one or two little nuggets here, then everywhere. But hopefully today he can get a big run out of one of his better fillies, Avenanti, in this Group 3 contest. And at 20-1, she's definitely worth an each-way bet.
Big price selection from Andy in the 3.55 from Cork. We move on to the 4.30, the Cork Derby Premier Handicap. This has quite a few runners in it. It's over the 1 mile and 4 furlongs. We've just had the one non-runner so far, but there's a few to sort out here.
There is. I think Alvina is the one to concentrate on here from the front end of the market. I'm hopeful that Avenanti will boost that form line with a good run in the previous race to Group 3, because Alvina was second behind the aforementioned Repeater, which was a really good effort trying to give that 7-year-old the thick end of a stone in a bit. And as I said, the form of the race has worked out well. The time figure suggests it was a reliable race, and I'm hopeful that strong run handicap will serve her well here, because they're bound to go quite quick here today. The one thing we do know is she stays really well. And similarly to quite a few Dermot Well horses, the headgears have gone on for the first time this afternoon. Hopefully that will definitely aid her cause rather than hinder it. Looking through the field that day, there was one horse that did catch my eye. Now, although he's got a little bit to make up on the likes of Alvina and Henry's Girl and Ringside Him, I thought Mandamus shaped with a degree of promise, certainly enough to make me want to have a little bit of an interest around about the 20-1 mark this morning. I'm not saying he'll definitely beat Alvina, but I think he certainly can improve upon that run at the Curra. He also didn't run too badly either on his first try over a mile and a half at Leopardstown. So this course and distance winner on soft ground is worth a look at a big price. So that was my two to take an interest out of that Curra race. Alvina, the worthy favourite, and one at a bigger price, Mandamus.
OK, two selections in the 4.30. And we move on to the 5 o'clock, which is over the just over the mile, actually. 14 runners in here. The fields are getting bigger as we go on, aren't they?
They certainly are, yeah. Unfortunately, one of the horses that doesn't go would have been my nominated selection here, Specific Gravity. I thought he had a good chance. But without him in the field, I'll probably go with Lightning Strix, who's got plenty of form on softish underfoot conditions. And he's a front runner as well. And I'm pretty sure that he'll lead this field out. Now, he's obviously got Baby Bush to consider, who got the better of him down in the stall. And it might well be that John Gorman's charge will beat Lightning Strix again. But I do quite like front runners here at Cork. They do sometimes take a little bit of shaking off. And given that Lightning Strix has now put in two nice back-to-back performances, he might just be able to stretch this field out enough to maintain his advantage. It's a bit of a speculator. It's not a race I've got a particularly strong view, as my number one choice is a non-runner. But those would be the two I'd look at, and out of them, Lightning Strix makes the most appeal.
OK, Lightning Strix then in the 5 o'clock. The penultimate race at Cork today is the 5.30. It's the Division 2 of the handicap that we started talking about moments ago. Again, just over the 1 mile. And 16 runners in this one. A couple of non-runners. Hopefully, Andy, not one of your selections.
No, definitely not. My choice here was Tears in My Eyes, who finished fourth in a red-hot race at Listowel the other day. It was running a real strong gallop. I fancied a horse called Apocalypse, and he could never get involved. And it was courtesy of the speed that was generated by the winner that day, Savannah, who's a banging form runner from the Mickey Halford stable. She took him along at a real tremendous gallop, and she stretched the field out and won quite comfortably. Back in second was Zeb Gray, who got up in the shadow of the post to win at Navan yesterday afternoon. So I'm quickly hooked onto this form line. And if that horse, like I say, has finished second as one, then I'm interested in following him and the horses in behind. Now, I do think this race is a much weaker race than the one Tears in My Eyes ran in. Obviously, that finished fourth. And this horse is available back at 20-1 this morning. I definitely think this horse has been totally missed by the bookmakers. Should stay the mile, no problem. Has got a bit of form with cutting the ground, which has got to be a positive rather than a negative. So at 20-1 this morning, that form line looks really hot. The Tears in My Eyes from the stable that, of course, I've got Marek in there as their number one horse. The Ivana McCutcheon trained three-year-old is my choice at a big price.
Tears in My Eyes, another big selection, another big price selection even in the 5.30 from Cork. And finally, we have the 6 o'clock. This is an auction maiden. It has 12 runners in it at the moment. And again, just over the mile. Is this one a difficult one to call, Andy?
Not particularly, no. I think this is a fairly straightforward chance for Crafty Jewel to finally get off the mark. A filly that ran some fantastic races last year and some very good maidens. Of course, fifth in that very valuable sales race won by Glasshouse at the Curragh. I thought that race was going to work out, and it did, so it threw up a numerous amount of winners subsequently. Split the really useful pair, perfect, pretty perfect, and somehow in a very good maiden at Leopardstown on its final start as a two-year-old. Good effort behind Cuckatoo Island, who obviously had the benefit of already having a recent run at Leopardstown last time out. There was nothing wrong with that form whatsoever. Comes out well clear in my speed figures. Handles cutting the ground. She's a nice big filly by Master Craftsman. So, as I say, underfoot conditions are ideal. This is a great chance. Hopefully she won't squander it. And Crafty Jewel at 5-4 looks a sound bet in the final race.
Crafty Jewel then, the final selection on the Cork card today from Andy. Don't forget you can follow how all of Andy's selections get on throughout the afternoon on William Hill Racing Radio. Andy, thank you very much. Good luck with all your selections, and try and stay dry out there as well.
Yeah, will do. Good advice.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.